So today we are dealing with a jealous partner. She says, I get jealous when my partner talks to other women, even if I know for a fact that it's nothing. So the couple in question, 24-year-old woman, 27-year-old man, still fairly young, new to the dating game, together for 6 months. She says, my boyfriend has never given me any reason to feel this way. He introduces me to the women he's around. He will tell me when a woman approaches him, and he's very encouraging and liberal with the compliments. So overall, sounds like he's a good guy. He doesn't hide things like texts or conversations. He's open and honest about what he's doing and who he's with. Not necessarily overly honest, it sounds like. I think this is coming from having been cheated on in the past. My boyfriend is great, and I think I'm just scared he will find somebody else at some point. How do I shake this mindset?
Aww.
I've been there when I was in my 20s. I've definitely been, like, you know, to the level of paranoid of like, oh, man, well, this has happened in the past to me, so this person now also will find somebody else. And then, you know, either they end up actually finding someone else because I'm so anxious and so paranoid that something more calm is more amicable. And I think it's just a cycle of self-sabotage. If she's very aware of the fact that her relationship is healthy and it is going well, then, like, yeah, it's a hard one. It's in being my young 20s, that was a lot harder. Now I'm just like, whatever, you want somebody else, go.
Yeah. And honestly, it sounds to me like she has already done the work. She knows where it's coming from. So usually when there's jealousy, the first thing we discuss is where the source came from. Was there emotional or actual cheating in past relationships? Like, where is this coming from? So she already knows the source.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, unfortunately, it's never going to fully go away. Jealousy will never go away. These triggers will never go away. They're triggers for a reason, but you can always work on them. And I recommend working on it with a professional if she hasn't already. But I love what you said, Megan, about, you know, well, eventually, you know, all of those triggers and how I reacted to things that weren't even there eventually pushed the person away. So that's something to be cognizant of, that may happen if we don't work on it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I've also, you know, I've been with people who've been on the jealous side of things too. And I've myself ended a situation where somebody was like that. You know, I was trying to explain a situation in which I couldn't be as consistent with the communication due to some work and technological difficulties. And they were like, well, I just don't believe what you're saying to me. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to be honest here. And if you can't talk to me about being honest, then, well, this isn't going to work. So if you can't accept the fact that I'm being open and honest and upfront with you, then you're just going to have to walk the other way. And he didn't really like that, but that's just it. If you're so focused on the, like, the what ifs instead of just enjoying the present moment with your partner, then your partner's not going to feel like you're enjoying yourself with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. And there is one little tip that I like to give that often isn't brought up. So number one, of course, bring it up with your partner, and it sounds like she has, and he's aware, and he's keeping her up to date. Number two, get a counselor to talk through that deeper stuff. That will always, always help, and they'll give you tools to help yourself when you're being triggered. But a little tidbit that I like to do as well is get a friend that knows you well, knows you're jealous, is on your side, and is there to, like, let you vent so that you're not taking all that venting to your partner, because that will eventually push them away. Go to that trusted friend that knows who you are, knows that you're being triggered, knows that you're self-sabotaging, and they can, like, listen to you and they can hold that space for you. That often is a wonderful tool that we don't utilize.
Yeah. Oh, and make sure it's a friend who's going to give you the honest opinion and not the, like, yeah, girl, boys ain't this or that.
Yes,
without saying
exactly.
Geneva, thanks so much for coming on. If you want to check out the Book of Love Canada, social media is the best way to do so. You can see all their lovely events, and we'll talk to you next week, Geneva.
Talk to you then.